Dear friends in Christ, on this most holy night in which our Lord Jesus passed over from death to life, the Church invites her members dispersed throughout the world to gather in vigil and prayer. For this is the Passover of the Lord, in which by hearing his word and celebrating his sacraments, we share in his victory over death. Let us pray. O God, through your Son, you have bestowed upon your people the brightness of your light. Sanctify this new fire and grant that in this Paschal feast we may so burn with heavenly desires that with pure minds we may attain to the festival of everlasting light through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Do you have the taper?
Splendor, for darkness has been vanquished.
Let us hear the record of God's saving deeds in history, how he saved his people in ages past. And let us pray that our God will bring each of us to the fullness of redemption.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said,
"Let there be light."
And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said,
"Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters."
So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said,
"Let the waters under the sky be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear."
And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said,
"Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it."
And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. Then God said,
"Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth."
And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said,
"Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky."
So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind from which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying,
"Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth."
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said,
"Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind."
And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said,
"Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth."
So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them, male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them,
Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
God said,
See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food.
And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their magnitude. But on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Because of it, God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created.
God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses,
Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt?
Is this not the very thing you told you in Egypt? Let us alone, and let us serve the Egyptians.
It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.
But Moses said to the people,
Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still."
The Lord then said to Moses,
"Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. But you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the Israelites may go into the sea on dry ground. Then I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And so I will gain glory for myself over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his chariot drivers. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained glory for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his chariot drivers."
The angel of God, who was going before the Israelite army, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. It came between the army of Egypt and the army of Israel. And so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and the chariot drivers. At the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and cloud looked down upon the Egyptian army and threw the Egyptian army into a panic. He clogged their chariot wheels so they turned with difficulty. The Egyptians said,
"Let us flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt."
Then the Lord said to Moses,
"Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and chariot drivers."
So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its normal depth. As the Egyptians fled before it, the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers. The entire army of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the Egyptians. Israel saw the great work that the Lord did against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. And the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dancing. And Miriam sang to them,
"Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea."
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, whose wonderful deeds of old shine forth even to our own day, you once delivered by the power of your mighty arm your chosen people from slavery under Pharaoh, to be a sign for us of the salvation of all nations by the water of baptism. Grant that all the peoples of the earth may be numbered among the offspring of Abraham and rejoice in the inheritance of Israel. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me,
"Mortal, can these bones live?"
I answered, "O Lord, you know." Then the Lord said to me,
"Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.'"
So I prophesied, as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then the Lord said to me,
"Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live."
I prophesied as the Lord commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then the Lord said to me,
"Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say,
'Our bones are
dried up,
and our hope
is lost.
We are
cut out completely.'
Therefore prophesy and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God,
the Lord will
open our graves
and bring us up
from our graves,
O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves.
The Lord will put the Spirit within us.
Put the Spirit within us.
And we shall live.
We shall live.
And the Lord will place us on our own soil.
Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by the Passover of your Son, you have brought us out of sin into righteousness and out of death into life. Grant that those who are sealed by your Holy Spirit, grant to those who are sealed by your Holy Spirit the will and the power to proclaim you to all the world through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are buried with Christ by baptism into his death and raised with him to newness of life. I call upon you, therefore, now that our Lenten observance is ended, to renew the solemn promises and vows of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and all his works and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church.
Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve God Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Alleluia! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Alleluia! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who made this most holy night to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection, stir up in your church that spirit of adoption which is given to us in baptism, that we, being renewed both in body and mind, may worship you in sincerity and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is free from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading the psalm. Alleluia. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange speech, Judah became God's sanctuary, and Israel God's dominion. The sea beheld it and fled. Jordan turned and went back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like young sheep. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams, you little hills like young sheep. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of God, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the hard rock into a pail of water. Stream.
Oh. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Some of the most amazing, awesome things start in darkness, like new life. New life takes root in the darkness of the earth, in the darkness of space, in the darkness of the womb, and in the darkness of the tomb. We don't see its beginnings or the long, slow process of growth until new life suddenly bursts forth into the light. The resurrection is like that. There are no eyewitness accounts of the moment when God raised Jesus from the dead. We are left to wonder, was it something like the raising of Lazarus? Did Jesus sit up, unwrap the linen straps that bound his body, arise, roll back the stone, and leave the tomb in which he had been laid? We don't know. By the time we find out about it, it has already happened. The tomb is empty. The focus is not on how exactly the resurrection was accomplished, but rather on the human response to it. In Matthew's account, which we heard tonight, the response of the women at the tomb to the resurrection was fear and joy. Now that's an odd combination, isn't it? The Greek word translated as fear in this text is phobiste, whose root is phobeo, from which we get the word phobia. Phobiste carries a range of possible meanings, depending on the context, all the way from abject terror to reverential awe. Matthew's terse, dramatic account offers us examples from each end of this fear spectrum. At one end of the spectrum is the response of the guards, definitely abject terror. For fear of him, we hear, the guards shook and became like dead men. At the other end of the spectrum, the women respond with reverential awe, a mix of fear and joy. What I find compelling about this account is that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary are still afraid at this point, and they obey the angel's command anyway. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Friends, on this most holy night, when our Lord Jesus Christ passed over from death into new life, it is important to remember that courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is feeling the fear and choosing to act anyway. As retired UCC pastor and theologian Martin B. Cooperhaver has noted, when the angel says, "Do not be afraid," or when Jesus says, "Fear not," it is not assurance that nothing can go wrong, because often things do go wrong. Rather, it is assurance that whatever a day may hold, God has the power to strengthen us and uphold us. That whatever we must face, we do not face it alone. That nothing we encounter is stronger than God's love. That ultimately God gets the last word. That in the end, and sometimes even before the end, God's love is triumphant. This kind of courage is what Easter is all about. A faith in things seen and unseen that gives us the ability to hold fear and joy simultaneously without being held captive by either one. Fortunately, our liturgy teaches us exactly how to do this. During one of our Eucharistic prayers, we affirm the mystery of faith by saying, "Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again." Christians are an Easter people. We are called to treat Easter as a verb, not as a noun. That is to say, Easter isn't just a religious holiday that we celebrate as some sort of liturgical reward for passing through the rigors of Lent. Rather, Easter is a way of living, of what theologian Megan McKenna calls practicing resurrection. Although we can't literally bring the dead back to life, make no mistakes, there are other ways we can practice resurrection. We can bring new life to people and to situations in which all appears to be lost. As McKenna explains, every time I bring hope into a situation, every time I bring joy that shatters despair, every time I forgive others and give them back dignity and the possibility of a future with me and others in the community, every time I listen to others and affirm them and their life, every time I speak the truth in public, every time I confront injustice, I bring people back from the dead. I wonder, what would it look like for us to practice resurrection with what Lutheran pastor and theologian David Loos has called Easter courage, to create new life in the midst of our fear? I think it would look a lot like the response of the women at the tomb to the news of the resurrection. It would involve holding fear and joy simultaneously, allowing ourselves to feel the fear of the new and unknown even as we act, responding to God's call to be a candle of hope, a light in the darkness of a broken and hurting world. When we cultivate new connections, for example, by working with the YOLO Interfaith Immigration Network to assist our migrant neighbors, we create new life. When we open our hearts and our wallets to help those on the margins, for example, by donating to our Easter offering to support the Heart of Davis Safe Parking Program for our unhoused neighbors who live in their cars, we create hope. On this wonderful and most holy night, when so many people in so many places in the world are struggling to hold on to hope, to kindle joy, to respond with courage to a seemingly unending stream of threats to life as they have known it. My prayer for us all is that no matter what challenges confront us and those whom we love and care for, we remain firmly anchored in God's steadfast love and compassion, even and especially when we are most afraid. May we practice resurrection with Easter courage, now and always. Amen. Let us pray for the church and the world.
For all people in their daily life and work. For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone. For this community, the nation, and the world. For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace. For the just and proper use of your creation. For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth. For Sean, our bishop, Megan, our bishop, and all bishops and other ministers, for all who serve God in his church, for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them who put their trust in you.
O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably upon your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. By the effectual workings of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
I will keep these announcements very short. Happy Easter. Yay! thank you to everyone who is here tonight, who has made this service possible, to our choir and music ministers and our altar guild and our readers and Gabe and Janet and just everyone. It's just wonderful, everything that goes into making these services possible. We have more Easter to come. We have two services tomorrow at 8 and 10, and after the 10 o'clock service, there's a brunch and an Easter egg hunt, and we'll be digging up the Alleluia banner. So I hope you will be here for that if you're able. We also, this is a season, so we will have Easter for 7 weeks. It's even longer than Lent, so there is a lot to look forward to. Margaret mentioned our Easter offering, and on the Toward the back of your bulletin on page 17, there is an explanation about the Easter plate offering. At Easter and Christmas, the offerings that come in those days go out to one of the community organizations that is doing good work for so many people. And this year, the organization that was chosen is the Safe Parking Program through Heart of Davis. So please give as generously as you can for that. We'll have communion around the altar rail, I believe. I didn't talk to anybody about this, but I think that's what we're doing. So our ushers will let you know when it's time to come forward to the altar rail. You can stand or kneel. You can cross your arms if you would prefer just to receive a blessing at any point. Our bread is gluten-free and vegan, so everyone is very welcome to come forward to receive a communion. Yes, Mike? Oh, wonderful. We're so happy to have visitors tonight. That's wonderful. Thank you for being here. And we do have goodie bags. So if you are here, if you're new here, let an usher know or raise your hand. It looks like Janet's going to bring around a couple of goodie bags. So we'd love to be in touch, and you're very welcome. So the communion, you can receive it into your hand, and then at that point either just leave it there, and when the person comes around with wine, they will take it from you and intinct it and give it back to you to consume, or you can consume it right away, and when the wine comes by, you can drink from the chalice as you choose. Did I forget anything for tonight? All right. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you. right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior, Jesus Christ, took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death, we proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. in the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Martin and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have graciously accepted us as living members of our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Savior. Amen. May God, who has redeemed us and made us God's children through the resurrection of Jesus, bestow upon you the riches of God's blessing.
Amen.
May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.